Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I thank President Trump for sending National Guard out there. I think they protected not only federal property, they protected federal officers. I think they help, bring peace to that town.
Do you recognize that voice? That's the Border Czar, Tom Homan. Hi, everyone. I'm Vivilinu Gabriel, and welcome back to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Today's a big one. After 7 months of trying, I finally got Tom Homan to come on KNX and talk to us about immigration, birthright citizenship, and much, much, much more. He sat down with our very own Craig Figner, and what timing. The U.S. Supreme Court just handed the Trump administration a major immigration win, lifting restrictions on what critics say targeted people based on race and language. Craig talked with Homan about this decision, and Homan says the court got it right.
I'm just happy they fell on the right side of the issue on this one. Again, I think we're prioritizing public safety threats and national security threats. I think they're following the letter of the law, and I'm glad the court agreed that we're doing things legally, we're doing things right, and every day we do this, it makes this country a little bit safer.
I covered the original court hearing where the Los Angeles U.S. District Judge said that the agents couldn't go after people based on the language or accents, where they were at the time of the arrest or being detained, based on who they're with or their clothing, that it was profiling. Is that going to be what will be happening going forward in Los Angeles?
They were wrong. First of all, no one's arresting anybody based on their looks.
Are they detaining people based on clothing or language or accent?
There's a myriad of factors, right? It's a culmination of factors. And it's not just one. No one's getting arrested on their appearance. But their appearance could be one out of many, many factors. Taking the totality would give an officer reasonable suspicion. So, for instance, you got a guy with an MS-13 tattoo, across his face. That's a factor. It's going to lead you to reasonable suspicion. But I said from day one, and I've been misquoted on this, I don't think looks alone give you reasonable suspicion, but it is one factor that you take in consideration with other factors. And it's a totality of the circumstance, and I think the agents do that. And I think the first judge, they're not in these officers' minds. They don't know what factors this officer is taking in consideration before he, detains and questions. So I think, again, the officers are trained, Fourth Amendment training. They're constantly retrained on it. I think they're doing the right thing. It's a gathering of factors, not just one factor, several factors that lead them to reasonable suspicion. I think they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do according to the law.
I remember when the restraining order was issued, it did seem like ICE immigration activity tamped down a bit in Los Angeles. Will it be ramping back up?
Yes.
And to what degree?
The president made it clear we're going to prioritize sanctuary cities. They remain as sanctuary cities. So as we bring more resources and boots on the ground through our hiring, more officers will be deployed to sanctuary cities.
Masks worn by law enforcement during raids got brought up in the conversation as well, which have been seen really negatively here in L.A. Homan said that it's about protection.
I personally don't like masks, but I think because of the 1,000% increase in threats against ICE agents, I think because these groups are doxing, not just the agents, are doxing their spouses and their children. They're trying to protect their families as best they can. So if the hateful rhetoric would decrease, maybe there wouldn't be a need for masks. But right now, with a 1,000% increase in assaults, with the doxing that I've seen, personally seen, against spouses and children of the agents, I support their decision to protect their families. At the same time, you got legislators out there in different states, and they're going to legislate that ICE can't wear masks. I don't see any legislation on Antifa taking the mask away from Antifa or some of these protesters that turn violent. They go from protesters to criminals. Where's the requirement for them to take their mask off? So look, I personally don't like the mask, but I understand the need for them because of the 1,000% increase in threats on ICE agents. So unfortunate, but they have the right to protect their families.
I know what you're going to ask about next. Did he talk about birthright citizenship? And yes, he did. Here's how that conversation went.
On birthright citizenship, the Constitution guarantees it. Do you agree with that?
That's not the way I read the Constitution.
Birthright citizenship is not a guarantee?
Look, I'm not an attorney. I'm not litigating it. My personal opinion, I don't think it does, but that's not my decision to make. That'd be the decision of the courts.
When Homan was asked what message would he give to Angelenos that don't necessarily agree with his approach on immigration, this is what he said.
To wear my shoes for 34 years and see the travesty I've seen, illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. 31% of women that make the journey get raped by the cartels. Children die every day crossing that border. While people are crossing the border legally, remaining here illegally, in violation of law, it's a crime to enter this country illegally. Meanwhile, there are millions of people standing in line, taking their tests, doing their background investigations, paying their fees to be part of the greatest nation on earth. They're sitting in the back seat. Well, I had many millions of cheaters coming across the border during the Biden administration. And I say cheaters on purpose because you look at immigration court data over the last decade, nearly 9 out of 10 people who claim asylum at the border do not receive asylum. They get an order of deportation because they simply don't qualify for asylum. They're not escaping fear and persecution from their home government because of race, religion, political affiliation. They're cheating the system. They don't qualify. But when they do that, there are literally thousands upon thousands of people in this world who really are escaping fear and persecution from their home government, and they're sitting in the back seat while these people who cheat the system clog up the whole asylum process and push people to the rear. So, you know, there's a right way and wrong way to come to this nation. We all do it the right way, and that's what we stand for.
As far as working with local leaders here, Homan said that he'd had one conversation with Mayor Karen Bass back in June. He says that she called him and he told her what was going on here in L.A. I would have loved to be a fly on that wall. Wouldn't you? All right. That's going to do it for this special episode of LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. A much bigger portion of our interview with Tom Homan will air tomorrow morning right here on KNX, starting with Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore. Make sure you tune in for that. I'm Vivian Lanou-Gabriel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.